And verse 4, just read here, "Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." So I just want to give you something tonight with that little phrase, all the day, all the day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, right? Father, once again, I thank you we can come before your presence, and we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for this book, Lord, that we have. It's perfect, it's pure. Lord, we pray that you might speak to us and give us what you'd have us to get, and we'll give you all the glory and the honor, for it's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. Now, in your Bibles, you find that phrase that I mentioned there, all the day, 27 times. So we might get through it, you know, in a couple hours here, but I'll just give you a few points instead of going through all 27 of them, okay? It's something then, I guess it's pretty obvious, you know, this is something you can do all the day, all right? He's, it's the first one we're going to look at is going to be found right there in Psalm 25. Verse 5, and looking at the context, though, you see verse 4, we read, you know, going through that there, he is making a request, right, in verses 4 and 5. You find the Lord has his ways, right, and then David's asking you, well, you know, show me those, Lord. Right. And then you see the Lord has his paths, and David's asking, well, Lord, I want you to teach me, you know, those paths. And then you get in verse 5, the Lord has his truth, and David asks, you know, Lord, lead me in thy truth. So, and when you look at that and you see, you know, you think of that and everything he's asking there, it's got something to do, I guess, with motion or doing something in response to what is being taught by the Lord or being led by the Lord. When you look at verse 5, where you see that phrase, all the day, right? Can I tell you, when you see, you think about that right there, you can learn something. All right? You can get in something from the Bible, you know, on that course. And the Bible's going to instruct you, right? It's going to give you some instructions that on what you can do all the day as a Christian, as a saved person, right? And it's going to lead you. It's going to teach you. I believe it's going to guide you. It's something to be daily in your life, in my life. And it can be all the day, all the day. So I'm saying it's not just like something you do every morning. If you get up in the morning, you know, you have your coffee or breakfast and you have your Bible study and you pray, and then you just leave it and you go on and do your other stuff. This is something, folks, that can go on throughout the whole day, all the day. Some of these points just right, he mentions right there in the book of Psalms. So the first there, and I said there, is Psalm 25, verse 5. Notice what he says, "On thee do I wait all the day." So there's the first point, right? The first thing is what we should be doing is actively waiting on the Lord all the day, actively waiting on God. Now, when you first think, I think when I hear the word wait, right, I think of that's something that means just stop, you know, wait, you know, and don't do anything till I give you some more instructions or something like that. Well, that is part of it, but if you look that up, you find it has more definition on that, and he's saying here, of course, on thee do I wait. All right, so this waiting on, of course, and I'm sure you've heard the definition before like a servant attending, right? He's or a waiter, right? And he's giving you stuff and he's waiting on you at a restaurant and stuff. I think that's more like what he's speaking about here when he's saying, you know, on thee do I wait all the day. And David's going on and he's saying, well, Lord, I want you to show me your ways. Right, I want you to teach me your paths. I want you, Lord, to lead me in thy truth. And I think it's because, of course, he wants to be able to attend on the Lord as a servant, folks, the way that God wants him to be served, right? To be served. So he's kind of focusing on that. And when you hire on for a job, typically you know what they're going to do. Depending, I guess, what kind of job it is, they're going to give you a job description. Okay, this is, hey, if we're going to hire, this is exactly, you know, what we're going to want you to do, right? Your job's going to entail, you know, this procedure, doing this kind of thing here, and we want you to follow it in order to carry out that job. You get all that kind of stuff if you get on the job. So what you got here is these ways, these paths, and this truth, I think, is like a job description in our service to the Lord. All right? You need to have these things. This is what it's going to entail. This is the way he wants us to serve him. All right, he's going to show you some of these things. So David's asking him for, Lord, what do I do? How do I serve you? When do I do it? When do you want me to do in that? I mean, and I think that's what he's doing here. All right, so he is actively waiting on the Lord and serving the Lord, I think, in that capacity there. All right, and that's something, folks, a great thing to have, because you realize in this passage here, I think I'm a little bit too loud, but that's okay. Blast you out there, because David is, he's the king of Israel, all right? He is the top dog, right? He is the one, and kings are the ones who are in authority in the land. And here he is asking God, you know, how he should serve him. And, you know, a good king, of course, you know, is going to be under the authority of the God who gave him that authority to begin with, all right, and to rule. If I'm going to do this thing properly, then, okay, we're talking about waiting on the Lord and doing right. And I say, I can't lead folks until I can take orders, right? I like what someone used to say, said this, you know, you will never be over those that are under you until you are under those that are over you, right? If you can get that, let me know later on, though. But you get what he's talking about right there. David asked, you know, How, Lord, do I serve you? If you remember Matthew chapter 20, kind of going through that, and the householder who is hiring laborers, right, to work in the vineyard, and you get, you know, on that, and he hires some the first part of the day, and then he goes on a little bit later in the day, and then he gets some more, and then he goes and picks up those, you know, at the 11th hour, right, just 1 hour before before the day is done and stuff like that. And then it says in them, he asks him, you know, when he gets there, he says, well, hey, why stand ye here all the day idle, right? He says, why stand ye here all the day idle? That's the phrase, right, all the day. There's a lot of Christians who are idle all the day in their service to God. I mean, they're busy in a whole lot of other things, right? They get caught up, and it's easy to kind of do that. I understand that, but they're not busy so much in waiting on the Lord, right? We are God's children at the new birth, you know, and you have instructions in the Word of God on how to follow Him, and we are to follow Him. Paul says in Ephesians 5, be therefore followers of God as dear children. Colossians chapter 3, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men. All right? So, you know, actually, when you're going to your job and you're working your job right there, you are not working just for your employer. Okay? You're not to do it as unto men. Whatever you do, you're to do it as unto the Lord. We are to serve the Lord in whatever we do. So actually, you know, in that sense, if you're waiting on the Lord in that, you are serving Him, right? In whatever kind of business you're doing. And that's important to know then, the Lord's ways, His paths, His truths, so we can attend on the Lord as a servant. And then, you know, when you get through the day, whatever you've been doing, you finish that day no matter what goes on. And I realize sometimes it seems like, you know, your work has just been without purpose maybe in the big scheme of things. If you look at it, say, man, what have I done? You know, I haven't done much at all. But really, you understand he's saying here, if you done and did those things for the Lord, that is with significance. It means something, right? I mean, you're talking about waiting on the Lord all the day because you did that. You're doing that for Jesus Christ. All right, so that kind of helps you on that. So that's even, you know, if you clean your house, whatsoever you do, right? You're cleaning your house. You can do that unto the Lord. All right, you can wait on the Lord in that thing. You can take care of your family for Jesus Christ. You work your job. You do whatever you do on those kind of things. You are waiting on the Lord. You put that unto the Lord, and you can serve your employer, right, for Jesus Christ. You serve Him and do those things like that. And when you're attending on Him, folks, when you do that, you're doing that to Him all the day, right? That's something you can do all the day on that. And that kind of attitude, you know, kind of change, it could change how you work, right? If you know you're doing this for the Lord and you're doing it unto Him while you're doing it, man, that should maybe make a change in some things. You know, you're working, right? You're working for Jesus Christ. So you do it all the day, waiting on the Lord, that first part right there. Secondly, notice something in Psalm 71. Take your Bibles a few chapters over. In Psalm 71. All right, let's look down here at verse 8. Psalm 71, verse 8. Notice what David says here again. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. All right, so pretty simple here. I want to say this, that you are to vocally, we are to vocally praise and to honor the Lord all the day. Okay? And I know as Christians, nowadays, you know, you sure can see a whole lot of stuff. You can read about all different kind of things going on. You can check the weather just from a little app you may have, you know, or the news and see, you know when the Queen's finally going to be put to rest, you know, something like that been going on. You can pick up all that stuff. You can check on your friends and see what they have done today, you know, if you really don't have a life and much to do anything, right? Whatever, right? You're seeing, you're hearing, and, you know, you're just exposed to a whole lot of things. And I want to say, in that, I know a lot of times what happens in that thing, you can hear something or you can find out something and read of that, you know what, I just want to tell my friend that, right? I'm going to tell so-and-so, you know, what I heard about this thing today, right? It might be an interest to them. It might be a help to them, right? Many things. I mean, did you hear about the latest cure? Right. You know, so and so might be interested in that. You know, what do you think about that kind of stuff? You understand what I'm saying? You get that, right? So and it was just a few months ago, I think it was, I was at Walmart. Right. So I got a dog for my birthday. Right. My daughter's thought that it might be a good idea to get me out of my seat and get moving. Right. So she got me a German Shepherd puppy. Right, so I got this puppy, man, and she is keeping me active, I'm telling you. So I'm in Walmart, you know, looking in the dog section. It seems like I'm going in there all the time now. And so there's another guy, and he's in there, and he's looking at the dog treats, and so we start talking, right? We're talking about, oh, how expensive this stuff is for these dogs. You know, you're looking at the treats, and then we're getting into veterinary care, and, you know, we're going into a whole lot of stuff, you know, about how expensive everything has really gone out taking care of your dog. He's got one of those dogs, Husky, you know, and I think, well, that's a pretty big, good-sized dog, too, you know, it's going to take a lot of thinking. I'm thinking, well, there, you know, there it is. How is it, you know, all the day I'm going to fit this thing in here, you know, of vocally praising and honor the Lord. But that's the point there. You know, we're talking about all the day. There's some things wherever you're at and wherever you're in, sometimes the Lord can open a door. He can put you in a situation where that thing will come up. And David says here, hey, I want my mouth to be filled with God's praise and be filled with God's honor. When? When, David? All the day. All the day. You know, you pray and ask God to open a door, and, you know, He does at times open that door. And He's going to talk about, you know, the world, folks, is going to talk about the world. Right? It's real easy talking with that fella, just about worldly things and dogs and stuff he's interested in. But we talk about God, folks, because, you know, we know Him. Right? We know God. And, you know, He is actively involved in our lives. That's going to be something we're going to, man, it's going to be in our thoughts and in our mouth. And the first thing, you know, was actually just actively waiting on the Lord. And this is something vocally praising and honoring the Lord, vocally and praising Him. You know, I met different kind of folks, you know, you go knock on doors and you talk to folks. And we had this one elderly couple, they did come out to church, you know, and finally got talking with them a little bit more. And they said, well, you know, we don't believe in telling people much, you know, on the Lord. We believe in living our lives. Well, I thought, well, that's good. You do need to live it. That's for sure. Especially if you're going to tell folks that. But hey, you also need to vocalize it, right? You need to open your mouth and tell some folks and praise and honor the Lord in that. In church, you know, of course, that should be no problem. It's all over, right? You're talking about the Lord and things, you know, that you went through and singing hymns. And but you should be just as unashamed to praise Him out there as we are in here, right? Who you are on that kind of stuff. I realize some folks have a hesitancy, you know, they kind of reserve on some kind of stuff and think, well, you know, those folks out there in the world, they don't want and they don't appreciate what God has done for me. And I'm sure probably most of them don't. They don't appreciate it. They don't want to hear that kind of stuff. But you know what? It's God that has done great things for us, right? God has done that. Salvation is one. Who else are you going to praise and honor for that? Who else can you open your mouth for doing stuff like that? I mean, it's God. Amen. It's our God. So you may have heard about the life story of Alvin York, right? He was called Sergeant York, right? Many of you probably seen that. I seen that movie when I was young, man. I'm telling you, Sergeant York, well, that's been many years ago on that kind of stuff. They made a lot of movies and even some books, I think, about him and stuff. He was a hero at the Battle of Argonne, I believe is that battle right there. And Sergeant York, though, before salvation, he was just a mountain man from Tennessee. I don't know if you can, you know, look up some stuff on that. He was, I guess you could say, a real true mountain man in that sense, right? He loved to fight, he loved to drink, and he just loved to do, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know, up there in the mountains, all right, and stuff. But he got saved on January 1st, 1915, and boy, his life really changed, right? There's a big change in his life after he got saved. He got into the Army not too long after that, and in October 8th, 1918, folks, he was able to take out a German machine gun nest and also able to take out a big number of soldiers, those German soldiers that were fighting. I think him and some others, he wasn't just alone by himself, he had some help on that to survive that battle. They were able to capture 132 German prisoners. 132, man, that's a great thing, ain't it? That's amazing, right? Can I tell you, then after that thing happened right there, you know, they would always ask him later, well, how did you do that? How did that come about? How'd you do something like that? And he would reply, "Twernt," and that's exactly what, you know, they put it down. Twernt me that done it, right? And he said, he'd say, any soldier that, you know, fought with us and given the same opportunity, they sure would have done the same thing, right? Well, listen, folks, I mean, there's no human that could possibly have done just a thing like that on his own. I don't believe, you know, it was God. It was God, right? And in all those years and all that time, he was asked those things. He never took credit for what happened doing that. You know, he didn't take any credit. He said this, God done it. How's that? I like that English, right? God done it. Amen. And he praised and he honored the Lord all the day and that thing that happened to him right there. But you know, He was, of course, ridiculed for being a Christian. And, I mean, he went into the army praising the Lord. He was vocal about it. He let them other soldiers know he was a Christian, that he was saved. And of course, he was made fun of because of that. But after that instance, right, that thing that happened there in that battle right there, when they saw that God done it, right, they would ask him, some of them would ask him, hey, can you tell us a little bit more about that God? You know, they'd say, well, what exactly, you know? And that's, you know, he used that to vocally praise God and give him the glory. Now, so we're to daily, actively wait on the Lord. We are to vocally praise and honor the Lord. What David said, that little phrase, you know, all the day. Look at Psalm 71 again there. Look down at verse 15. Notice what he says in verse 15 then, right? He said, my mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. All right, so here, this is going to be something I believe is vocally showing forth his righteousness and his salvation. All right, and that's all the day. What are you going to do all the day, Christian? What are you going to do all the day? You say, well, I don't know what much I can. There's a lot you can do. You say, I don't have much, you know, this and that. You know, I'm not a preacher and I can't, you know, do this. There's a lot that you can do just as a Christian. All the day you can do some things, right? David said, I'm going to show forth his righteousness and salvation with my mouth. You know, what we have the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ and in him alone. We have that, folks. And if you are a Christian, you can tell that story that nobody else can tell that doesn't know Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. That's a good thing right there. We can and we should do that all the day. All right, as we go, keep that on our mind and our heart. Show forth His righteousness and His salvation. You don't know, and I don't know, the folks, you know, at the oil change place, right? I don't know the guy at the gas station. I go in and, you know, pay the thing if I don't use my card or something like that. Or, you know, wherever you may go, could be the dentist office or something like that. You don't know where they stand with God until you open your mouth and maybe say something like that. You are to praise and honor the Lord. I know that. And if you're ready, right, and you've got things going on that, then God can use you, right? He can use you on that. I'm going to say this, Alvin York, right, he was just a hillbilly from Tennessee. But he used this opportunity to give God the glory. And in that instance in the war, God, where he got the fame for the thing he did there, right, that incident right there, he did not fail to open his mouth and give God the glory and honor on that, right? When he got back to the U.S., they said, you know, he got back, they took him to the Waldorf, I think I pronounced something like that, hotel, right? Some big deal over there in New York. And he said this, he'd tell him, you know, he said, hey, I just wanted to get back to the mountains to see my girl and my dogs, right? I'm surprised he didn't say dogs first. He said, my girl and my dog, I want to get back and see them. But folks, he got to witness to folks. He told folks of, you know, if it happened to me, it can happen for you. He gave the gospel, you know, many times over and over through his life. He never took credit for it. The thing that he did there, what happened in the war. But it was all the day his mouth showed forth God's righteousness and God's salvation. There was a preacher in Texas. And he gave testimony there. He had to go to the dentist one time, right? And this the dentist, I guess, noticed his attitude. You know, I guess he had a real positive type attitude. You know, I don't have that much, especially going to the dentist. I'm not smiling too much if I have to go to that thing, right? So when he had, you know, all this stuff hooked up in his mouth, the dentist was talking to him, and you know, he said, you know, you have a real good positive attitude, you know, and you know I'm glad you're here and stuff like that, you know. And so he couldn't say anything, you know, right then. The guy's working on his mouth, you know. But when he took all the tools out of his mouth, this preacher said, well, you know, I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and, you know, it changed my life. This guy you're seeing right here, right now, is not the man I was before. And you know what? He said, that dentist said, no kidding. No kidding, right? So there's the thing right there. He had, you know, he got to spend some time with that dentist giving him the gospel, right? You say, what is that? Folks, that is just vocally telling of his righteousness and his salvation, right? And basically, with what your testimony and what God did to you, that's what? We can do that all the day. You can do that all the day, right, with God's grace. Something else here. Now look at Psalm 119. Look at Psalm 119:97. And again, this is David and these things here, and he is praising the Lord all the day. Psalm 119. 97. And get there, right there. Notice what he says. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. So you get this a whole lot, I'm sure, folks. I'll tell you, you know, you are and I am to lovingly meditate on God's words, right? All the day. All the day, right? You get that thing in there. You say, yeah, you know, you're just a preacher. And, you know, preachers, they're supposed to do that kind of stuff. Well, can I tell you, so are you, Christian, child of God? You are to lovingly meditate on God's words right there. 97, oh, how love I thy law. Do you love the book? Right? David says, it's my meditation all the day. All the day. He did that. Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Right? So I'm going to say the best way for you to have peace of mind is to keep your mind stayed on him. Right? And that what helps you on that, folks, is meditating upon the Word of God. Right? And lovingly. Right? Yeah, I know a lot of things are kind of duty. You know, it's good to kind of keep doing some things, you know, regularly every day, but then there ought to be something special when it comes to God's word too, is because you love his words, right? Every day, think about what you read, Okay? You may need just to take a little bit at a time of the word, right? If you can just get a verse or two in the morning before you have to go, and you read over that and you pray that, you know, pray that thing and look at that and go over it, well, then do it, right? It's better than not having anything at all, and then come back when you get time and you can do that to keep that. It's something from God. I mean, this is God's words, right? So no matter where you are, God can speak to you and show you what to do, right? Meditating on there. Lovingly meditate on His words. Those words, they give you light for any kind of situation in your life, right? They are light. And every day, you know as well as I do, different things come up. Now, you know, I read the psalm, you know, or the proverb a day. You read that thing for the day, and I kind of expect sometimes, you know, there's something here I'm going to need today. So I'm going to go over this thing. Sometimes nothing that I can pick up or anything like that, and sometimes it is, right, on that thing right there. You need God's view. We need God's thoughts. We need His wisdom, right? We need that word in our life. Now, I realize our emotions, many times what they do, they can twist us around. We can react a certain way, right? Because of our emotions playing on us. Sometimes our opinions can turn us away. You can react a certain way on certain things, but when you get to meditate and follow on God's words, then that thing can put you in the right place, folks, at the right time, and give you something you need besides just your own, you know, reaction or your own opinions on some things. It's simple. But it is kind of hard to keep up, right? I confess to you on this thing, when I was 15 years old, and then I started getting in, you know, Bible memorization and getting all kinds of things I could and just memorize that book and getting in there memorizing, and it was easy right then. I was eating that thing up, you know, just trying to get as much book as I could in me. But can I tell you now, like at 63 years old, folks, it's harder. I don't know. Of course, that might be age on me, you know, trying to remember it and grasp the thing. I might be getting Alzheimer's on there. You know, pray for me. I don't get that kind of stuff. But anyway, it does. It gets harder, right? But you still got to do it. You got to hit it. You got to stay on that thing. I want to keep that word. Meditate on it, you know, and memorize it. Memorize the book. That takes some action, right? It takes some doing, right? That's something, you know. You have to, if you're going to do it all the day, then you're going to have it memorized, right? There's no way I can pull out my Bible all the time when I'm driving down the road, you know, and looking at the thing very carefully. But if you memorize it, you know, you get the cards and you have certain ways you hide His word in your heart, then that helps you. Now, okay, so that's it. That's four things you can do all the day. Actively wait on the Lord, vocally praise and honor the Lord, vocally show His righteousness and salvation, and then, you know, lovingly meditate on God's words. Amen. I hope that may be a help to you. I think Brother Sam said he's got some things to prayer request, something like that. I'll dismiss you. Amen. Thank you.